Here's today's No Sweat News. Are you ready?
Yes.
Could get you tickets to see Papa Roach.
Right.
Asking Alexandria and Bad Wolf Stone Pony Summer Stage Show August the 9th.
How about that? Think about that show.
Quizzes tomorrow. Today's No Sweat News brought to you by All Occasion Limousine. Dateline Florida for all three stories. It's a all Florida.
Oh, yeah.
No Sweat News. Dateline Florida police and local seafood company are asking for the public's help in finding whoever stole 17,000 oysters the other day. This is the
Some guy who really wants to get it on with his wife.
This is the odd crime story that I mentioned earlier. Somebody stole 17,000 oysters.
Well, they are an aphrodisiac, but you'd have to be Will Chamberlain to use them. I mean,
or Magic Johnson.
Right. Okay.
The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company posted photos of Instagram of 35 empty bags, apparently, that they had been cultivating. And they want to know, all right, where'd these 17... Now, here's the thing.
I say just look for the guy with the Santa Claus-esque sack of oysters on his shoulder.
A lot of locals are saying it had to be an inside job because most people don't know how to open these growth bags that they grow these oysters in.
But there you go.
Sold at $2.50 each at local restaurants. We're talking $42,000 worth of oysters here.
So that, my friend, is grand larceny.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything over $10,000.
Florida for story number two. Oh, it's a great leave-behind criminal story. We've not had this before. People have left behind their wallet, their keys, like a electric bill at the scene of a crime.
Uh-huh, yeah.
21-year-old Keelix Moon broke into a house in Holly Hill, Florida. He had an interesting leave behind after he stole a scooter, skateboard, and weed eater. Cops came to the house. He was not there anymore, except he had left behind one big clue, and that was the room key to the motel where he was staying. They went to the Twilight Motel, put the key in the door to room 9, and found Keelix inside.
With all the stuff around him. Just taking a nap. There's a scooter next to his head, like a big dope.
It's like one of those old school room keys with the actual key on it, you know, with that semi-triangle plastic thing.
Fantastic. Thank you.
The Twilight Motel.
Good for you, pal.
And now, this is a lesson for all of us, and I mean all of us.
All of us?
Uh-huh. Right. Migdalia Cruz recently won $20,000 on a scratch-off ticket. Woo. And
that's it.
She is now in jail because just a few hours after she got her 20 grand, she got busted for drugs.
No, she did it.
Guess what she did with part of the 20 grand?
She invested it in a new business, a side business.
Party time.
She partied?
Let this be a lesson to all of us. Somewhere there's a lesson. I don't know what it is.
Was she buying it to
because
sell?
I have been known to, well, at least I thought I hit the big lottery and went on a big spending spree. And I'm not going to say exactly what I bought. But let's just say some of it would not have been approved on by my mom.
No, but my point is that she might have just been partying, but she bought such a gigantic quantity that they charged her with selling.
Thank you, David.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh,
so, God. Just be careful.
Just get a small amount.
Just be careful.
Get a small amount.
This is a lesson for all of us.
Not the big amount.
I'm not a lawyer. Dave is not offering legal advice. He is not a lawyer either.
No, but I know this. I know this as a fact because rich people can often afford a lot of drugs at one point.
They should not buy it.
Once you get into a certain amount of quantity, you get charged with selling, even though you're like, whoa, I'm famous. I was going to smoke all this dope.
That's not legal advice.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying my friend Charlie Sheen.
That's just what we heard down at the water cooler.
Yeah. My friend Mr. Sheen told me about that move.
So when you win the lottery, just be careful.
You could buy those drugs, but keep it at your friend's house.
Today's No Sweat News, courtesy of All Occasion Limousine, where educated consumers are their best customer. Right now, you can book a round trip, get 10% off your second ride. Visit AllOccasionLimousineNJ.com. We'll do a quick check of the roads. Now, see, you're ready for the No Sweat News quiz. If you missed any of the episodes, they're on the podcast section of WRAT.com. Tomorrow morning, a little after 7, I am going to read you 4 stories on air. 3 were part of the No Sweat News earlier this week.
Oh, yes.
1 I'll make up today, a little after 4:20. Oh. And then if you can spot that phony story, then you'll have a great shot at winning tickets to see Papa Roach at the Stone Pony Summer Stage on August the 9th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.